Good afternoon, and thanks for tuning in today to Food for Thought. I'm Steve Smith, sitting in for Adrian Colbo today, and it is the 15th of March. That means just a couple of days away from St. Patrick's Day. So in honor of that, we got the most Irish guy that we could think of from Marty's Tap. It's Kelly Quinn. Hey there, Kelly.
How's it going?
It's going great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
I suppose you are super busy because you are one of the planners of the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and that's coming up Sunday afternoon, yes?
Yeah, I'm super busy actually. It's kind of grown into this monster, this parade. Every year the week of, I got a lot going on, let's say.
So what all for parade planning, what all do you have to, when do you start the planning for the parade part of it?
We try to get together at the beginning of the year, just us committee members. There's really four main committee members. We get together and just make sure we got our licensing in with the state. We have to have insurance. We get all that stuff done right away.
Right.
And then really it's just a matter of getting people to participate, getting floats in.
Entries,
sponsors, logistical stuff, just, you know, trying to get volunteers to help with the parade, stuff like that. So
talk about the origin. Now, you were one of the original people that were involved in this.
So mm-hmm.
Talk about the early days. Where did the idea come from?
Actually, it started with me and Mac Dolan, who is the creator of the parade, I guess. He had owned what's called McBear's down on 4th Street, and I used to go there, and me and Mac have been buddies for a long time. So we sat there one night having some beers and talking and wondering why Sioux City did not have a St. Patrick's Day parade, and both of us, you know, having some pretty heavy Irish descent, we thought that is something that maybe we should do. So we talked to a couple of our friends and bar owners down on 4th Street and brought it up to them. It was within a week's notice. We did not have
a week before.
A week before, we did not have it sanctioned. There was seven of us, and it was mainly just for us. We didn't consider it a community event or anything. We just said, "Hey, let's do this." We had to stop at the stop signs and the stoplights. With it being unsanctioned,
there was traffic going on.
There was traffic going on. We didn't care at that point. We were having a blast, really. Yeah, it was fun. The people's reactions when we were driving by was priceless. We got done and we thought it was a blast. Went back into McBear's and had a really fun St. Patty's Day. So then the second year we talked about...
Was this during a weekday?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, during a weekday. I believe it was noon too. So, I mean, I don't think we cared. It was fun. It was all just about fun and just about us doing it, not really thinking it was going to grow into what it did. Second year, I think, was kind of the same, except I think Mac told somebody at the city we were doing this, and so they were aware of it.
So it went from unsanctioned
to we told them, and they were like, "What are you guys doing?" And then the third year, I think it was after the second year, because all of a sudden people showed up that second year, and we were like, "Whoa."
Intentionally.
Yeah, they came down. They heard of a parade because we told all our friends and family and stuff. So they came down, and it was just for fun. I think it was then that Mac knew somebody from the city and said, "Hey, you guys should do this, and do it the right way, and just apply for it, get a permit to do it." She said, "Because if you do that, then we can have police officers assist." In closing the streets down and stuff like that. So we said, yeah, let's give it a whirl.
So now it's 11 years later after the first one. Talk about what type of entries do you have this year?
Oh, man, we have all types.
Do you have any first-time folks that are just joining in?
Definitely. Every year we seem to grow a little bit more. Lots of local businesses, lots of not lots, but we have some families that just walk in the parade. Or they pull a pickup truck, throw some signage on it, and people walk in and stand in the back. So, you know, when we say floats, we don't, you know, we're not...
Parade here.
Yeah, I wouldn't think of the Rose Parade. But what we call floats is just any entrant, even if they're just walking, we count that as a float. So, yeah, this year I think we're going to have probably around 60 to 70. some have several vehicles in it, so some businesses do. So yeah, there it should be, I would say about 75 to 100 coming through.
Do you have any like Celtic marching band?
No, techniques? You know, as much as we want to get that going, what we found is a lot of these, you know, bagpipers and people who do stuff like this have been doing it in other cities for so long, like O'Neill or
right, they're all booked up.
Or Sioux Falls, yes, and they're booked up, and it's one of those things where I still think we're in our infancy as far as getting those groups to come here or the ones that are from here. There's actually a couple local bagpipers who we just can't, you know, we can't tie them down to ours because they've been going to this certain one so long.
Right.
So, you know,
also it takes a special breed of person to carry a bagpipe for a mile and a half.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We had a bagpiper last year, but he couldn't get here until after the parade. So we still had him come, and then he went throughout all the bars down on 4th Street and played, and it was really cool. It was real, just kind of bringing out the atmosphere afterwards. So,
well, now speaking of the bars and stuff that's kind of ancillary to the parade itself, you've got some stuff going on before and after the parade at Marty's, right?
Yeah, at Marty's. This year, for the first time, we're doing what's called a full Irish breakfast, or like kind of an authentic Irish breakfast. Me and my wife actually went to Ireland in October, and
is your wife Irish also?
She's partly Irish.
Okay,
she doesn't have much Irish in her. But we went to Ireland, and it just blew us away. The food, we didn't realize how good the food was going to be. We expected lots of potatoes and lots of, you know,
right,
lots of bland food, but we actually got blown away by how good it was. And I remember just having the breakfast so much. Such a big part of their, you know, their cuisine in Ireland is their big breakfast. So
what separates an Irish breakfast from what we'd have over here in the States?
It seemed to be very consistent with, you know, all around Ireland, everywhere we went. It all consisted of what's called bacon rashers, which is kind of a thick cut, pork belly. It's not really bacon. They cure it a little differently over there. So it's really good, bacon. They have beans in their breakfast. They got what's called Irish pudding, which
tell me about Irish pudding.
Irish pudding, they got black and white Irish pudding. What we're going to have is we're going to have the black Irish pudding, which is essentially a blood sausage is all it is. Okay. And I got to say that my wife absolutely loved it. And all of a sudden we found out exactly what was in it. And then she hated it afterwards, but I kept eating it, you know, when in Rome. It's actually really good. So I got some blood sausage and what else?
So she was fine with eating black sausage, black Irish sausage.
Black Irish pudding.
Black Irish pudding.
Yeah.
But when she found out that it was a blood sausage thing,
Yeah.
I can kind of understand that.
Yeah.
So where do you get the blood pudding?
Or actually,
is it called black sausage?
It's called black pudding.
Black pudding.
It's not really a sausage. It's used with pork blood, and, you know,
spices
pork fat, lots of spices.
Is it like a banger
type? Some grains. Yeah, it's kind of like a banger.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. I actually for the Irish pudding, I actually ordered it in. It's being overnighted from a company that makes authentic Irish pudding. And the reason I did that is that was the only thing that we were making that I didn't think I could
pull off.
It's just one of those things. I just said, you know what, we're going to try to do everything else on our own. And that is something I want it to be good and authentic. And I didn't want to ruin it for somebody that wants to come eat it and say, this is nothing like it is.
So if an actual person from Ireland who grew up on that comes to Marty's and
had my recipe of it.
And the black pudding is not up to snuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we're kind of going all out. We want to try to bring an authentic Irish breakfast to people here in Sioux City. So, you know, and it's, we have a certain amount, and once it's gone, it's gone. We really don't know what to expect. We are opening at 8 a.m. for it. So,
that's at Marty's, which is not on 4th Street. That's on Court Street.
It's on 1306 Court Street. So we're doing that before the parade, then the parade at 3 p.m.
Okay.
And then when the parade's over, we will have what we normally do. We will have corned beef and cabbage, and that's for anyone that wants to come have some.
And that's at Marty's again?
That's at Marty's, yeah. Come buy a drink and have some corned beef and cabbage, and Yeah, so we're gonna make a full day of it. And then we have a Irish jig contest with drink specials. We actually brewed a beer called the Quinn Irish Ale, which we've had before, but it's back as of yesterday. And yeah, we're going all out.
We'll talk about the seasonal since we're a food and drink show here. Let's talk about the seasonal nature of the Brew City, which is we should mention the brewery that is attached to Marty's.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Brew City
has been functioning now for, what, a year?
A year. It was our one-year anniversary, January 4th.
Okay.
So, yeah, Brew City, which can be confusing to some people. Brew City is Marty's Tap. Marty's Tap started brewing our own beer, me and a guy named Matt Hubert, who's our brewmaster.
And he was a guest here on Food for Thought here last summer, I believe it was.
Yeah. So, me and Matt came up with this crazy idea to turn the kitchen of Marty's into a small nano brewery. And we did it over the course of the last 2 years, getting equipment in, kind of honing recipes and stuff like that. So, yeah, Brew City is brewed out of Marty's Tap. So, yeah, we absolutely love it doing, you know, an Irish ale for St. Paddy's Day. We're excited.
So, no, I think most people, when they think of Irish beer, they think of Guinness, which is which is a stout. But then there's always there's also the Irish ale. Talk about this one.
You know, this one is it's just kind of a...
What makes an Irish ale an Irish ale as opposed to like a German or an Austrian?
Do you know what? This is, it's just a basic red ale is what it is. It's nothing, there isn't really any crazy ingredient in it.
It's not sprinkled with shamrocks.
It's not sprinkled with shamrocks or Lucky Charms or anything like that. It's just a type of beer, you know, with the color. It's kind of got a little spice to it. Not spices and heat, but just it has flavor to it. Mm-hmm. And interesting, it's pretty interesting that when we went over to Ireland, there are tons of ales over there. You know, I thought there was just going to be Guinness. Right. You know,
I think most people in the States would think if they've never been to Ireland that it would just be Guinness. Yeah.
But Guinness actually makes so many different types of beer. It's like, going over there, Guinness has an ale. Guinness has IPAs now. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where there's so many different types of beers in Ireland. Smittick's is actually a super, super popular beer over there. Mm-hmm. Which since we got back from Ireland, we do have Guinness and Smittick's on tap up at Marty's too. Mm-hmm. Just cause you know, we're Irish. So we not saying we're turning Marty's into an Irish pub by any means, but there are some, hints of an Irish pub at Marty's.
Marty's has a lot of different things. There's such an
a
huge and the clientele at Marty's is like as far as the diversity of the folks that go to Marty's is amazingly diverse.
Yeah, and it is.
It's terrific to see just the mixture of old and young and people with all kinds of different backgrounds there on Court Street. We are talking about the 11th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade with Kelly Quinn here on Food for Thought today. I'm Steve Smith in for Adrian Kobo. The parade begins at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon, and it'll be on, down 4th Street. Where does it start?
It starts at 4th and Iowa Street.
Okay. Which is just right where McBear's.
Yeah,
the McBear's. It used to be McBear's. It's now something else.
Heidman Law Firm.
Okay.
Right. It starts right there. Literally just goes the entire length of 4th Street. It's going to end right now by the Hard Rock Working Church on that would be 4th and Pearl.
Okay.
So
it's a nice long parade route. It's fairly straight.
It is. It is.
No curves.
No. We used to do a horseshoe just based off the craft fair being at the convention center. And, you know, some of these floats or whatever we call floats.
Entries.
Yes. We had to stop and they had to do about 5-point turns to get around the horseshoe. So now that we're more linear, it's much much easier and easier to explain where's at.
Okay, well, it's all happening this Sunday. The parade starts at 3 o'clock. You've got a traditional Irish breakfast, which is this the first year for that?
First year for that,
and it begins at 8 o'clock. It's kind of a first come first serve, kind of deal.
Till it's out, and till it's gone.
And that you pay for, but then but afterwards there's corned beef and cabbage at Marty's, and that's for anyone.
Yeah, that's for anyone.
21 and over.
21 and over, right. Yes.
And it all gets underway this Sunday, which happens to be St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Which I guess is appropriate.
Yeah, exactly.
Talking to Kelly Quinn. Thanks so much for tuning in. Join Adrian next week. He will be back here on Food for Thought at 12:11 right here on Siouxland Public Media.